1-818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202. Call us in and tell us what you thought of that patriotic opening.
That did it. That did it for me, man. Oh, got the people going. I'm excited,
that,
man.
That made me stand up and salute.
In the right way or what?
No.
I'm just asking.
Yeah, not the Michael Jackson in a tent way. No.
All right. No. Make your tent.
But let us introduce to you the producer supreme, Candace. How you doing, Candace?
Hello, fellas. Hey. Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to our very first show on Blog Talk Radio, Truth Brothers.
Yes.
I'm the show's producer. I'll be making sure the fellas here will stay behind the line and try not to cross it.
Good luck.
Yeah, that's right. And she's our official apologist, so anytime we screw up, she's going to be doing the apologies for us. We'll try to make her not do too many.
I'm making no promises, man. I'm making not a one promise. You know,
one thing we will promise you, though, is that we will give you the truth to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you a whole lot of what you need, a little bit of what you want. So sit back and relax and enjoy everything that the buzz have to say. We also got some old school hip hop breaks that we'll be introducing in between breaks. You guys will love it.
Yeah.
All right. And yeah, we usually right now we would get into what we call wacky news, but there's been a break in the NBA vacation. We'll let our resident basketball pro tell you what's up.
That would be me. Hi, everybody. I'm another half of the Truth Brothers of Divine. Just getting back to you on that. Basically, today the NBA labor talks ended, and luckily, thankfully for me, the NBA season will begin on December 25th. But there are specific details on what actually happened. They have a revenue split. The players will receive anywhere from 49% to 51% of the basketball-related income based on revenue projections. Maximum contract length, 5 years for Larry Bird rights players, 4 years for non-Larry Bird rights players.
Now, what the hell does that mean?
The Larry Bird right is basically...
White players? No.
There you go. There you go. No, but actually, the Larry Bird right is you can actually... exceed the salary cap for a certain player if he's been on your team a certain amount of years. So if he's worth more than what you can get him because, you know, Larry Bird meant that much to the
like a D Wade if they want to.
Right, but he had D Wade. D Wade's been there since what, 05 or 04?
No. Forever.
Yeah, but yeah, he can get the contract for the he's eligible for the Larry Bird rights, but LeBron isn't.
Right.
There you
right.
go.
LeBron just got there yesterday. Okay.
Right. And he's been crying ever since. But, I mean, it gets into a lot more about maximum salary. One player per team is eligible to receive maximum salary worth 30% of the salary cap. Players with less than 6 years experience can receive maximum salary worth 25% of the cap.
So that's just another way of controlling the kids fresh out of high school.
Right, right. Yeah. But you know they had did that last time with the they gave them the rookie rule.
Yeah,
where you
whatever.
Get a certain
it's
amount
just
of.
Called, we don't want no young kids becoming millionaires. That
I
came
mean,
right out
truthfully,
of that
do you
school.
Do you blame them for that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Why?
You know why? Because if I got a 13-year-old tennis player or a 13-year-old golf player that can, the sky's the limit, then the sky's the limit for them. It shouldn't be no ifs, ands, or buts. If you want the, if you don't want the guy, don't take him.
No. You can get him, but like I feel what you're saying, but you got to remember it was a player called Kwame Brown was recruited. I can't remember by the Wizards,
mm-hmm.
Washington Wizards at the time, I believe it was, and he was a young kid. Had a lot of potential at the time,
right?
And he got all that money and went bananas,
okay.
Went stupid with it.
But I
don't.
Again,
it's an exception
as
to the
said,
rule.
Kwame Brown, there's Daryl Dawkins who did the same thing and went on to have a great career.
Right.
To me, that depends on the team. That depends on how you handle your players, and that depends on the education you give the players. So yeah, anybody. A young golf Anna Kournikova wasn't
right.
The best tennis player in the world, but she got paid.
True, but I'm just saying I don't want to give somebody who hasn't seen. Here's my thing: you don't break them, you don't rob them, but you give them something. Like I mean, does it matter if you give a
if Derrick Rose would have skipped his first year in college, which he should have done anyway because he was only throwing up forks over there anyway.
That's wrong. Hey, Derrick, man, don't listen to that.
But
we're fans.
If he could have skipped that year of college and went right into the pros, you telling me this guy don't deserve?
No. He deserves to get paid. I'm not. Pay me for my talents. I believe in it. If I go to work, pay me for going to work. But
I'm saying.
I'm not going to give you 90 million and you're 18. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
I feel you on that, but it shouldn't have to be a special rule to say that. That means when you sit down with that dude's agent, tell him, I'm not giving you 90 million.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They did that because the minute you say you ain't giving them 90 million, another team say, I'll give them 90 million.
Right.
I don't care if he tricks off his money.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
You know.
But it's an image that you have for your team. Like the Celtics had, hey, we all white over here. There will be no black in our flag over here.
Up until they got tired of not winning.
There you go.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, but all in all, man, I'm personally, they have a lot of other rules. Rest of it is.
Okay, so when does the season start?
On Christmas Day.
Okay.
And
there you go. Merry Christmas, people.
Yeah, but yeah, it's nothing else pretty much out of that.
Okay,
of
right. So, you know, I think we should wait a week anyway because once we get the more details, you'll figure out who the winners and the losers are. I think
right now
it feels like it was just a stalemate. And
right. And
that's fine.
Last but not least, it's only 66 games. So, hey, go Bulls.
66 is better, right? 66 is better than none. Now, Boozer ain't got to mess up that many more games.
Get rid of Boozer. If you agree with me, please call the show. Call the show. Say if we're go on the Truth Brothers page and let's start a get rid of Boozer. Hey, Boozer, it's nothing personal against you, man. You were great in Utah. You're a good player. Just not here. Just not here, man.
Maybe he'll do better this year. Let's give him an opportunity.
If he's here next year.
Okay.
If he's here.
Right.
Because that three that he shot to end the series that we knew he shouldn't have took.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't forgot about that.
I heard that. Well, anyway, again, you can give us a call and let us know what you think. The number is 1-818-514-1202. Or you can email us at We want truth, and truth is TRUF at ATT.net. Shoot us an email or holler at us on Facebook or Twitter. We are everywhere.
We're trying to get everywhere, man. And we're going to be on Mars if they got another place for Mars.
You know what? If you're liking the show and you're on your phone and you're telling somebody about the Truth Brothers, you can take your smartphone, go on the Blog Talk Radio, and pull up an episode right then and there on your phone. If you at work, take us to work.
Yeah.
Take us everywhere. We're your friends.
Yeah, and you can actually, even if you're not listening to the show live right now, you can download it and enjoy us every day of your life. Take us on your date like, hey, I'm smart. I listen to the Truth Brothers.
That's great.
We're down to help everybody.
You got your iPod. Hey, we're on iTunes, too. You will be able to get us on iTunes. You're going to be able to get us everywhere. And the best part about it is We're not asking you for a penny.
Not a dime.
We got plenty of sponsors. We don't need one dime from you guys. So everything is going to be made free.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, I'm going to give it up to one of our sponsors right now. This portion of Truth Brothers is brought to you by Conrad Murray Sleeping Pills. Sleep like a king.
There you go.
So let's get into the wacky news.
Oh, God. Rest in peace to the king, man.
Hey, he's sleeping.
Oh, yeah. There's no sense of
so what you got on wacky news?
How would you like this one? Gynecologist is arrested for secret holes.
All right. Hey, here we go. He's a cave diver.
There you go. But a German prosecutor said on Monday that 700 women agreed to press charges against a gynecologist. 700 women.
He loved his work.
I don't want to go there right now. I'm reading. I can't say what I want to say right. But like I said, he has agreed to press charges against a gynecologist who is suspected of secretly taking thousands of pictures of patients in practice. As many as 3,000 female patients that have fallen into the doctor's hidden camera.
They have 1,000 is pressed.
700 women.
Oh, 700. It's probably 7-8. You always take that in multiple. 10%.
Yeah, because guys always lie about the numbers.
There you go.
He was going up to his guys. I did do that. Smell my fingers.
Wow. Just,
but I was. Mean,
could he have been married?
He could have.
If you're married to a gynecologist, how can you be sure he's not cheating? The smell test ain't going to work. Where you been?
All day. Yeah, picking fish. But
okay, question.
Go ahead.
All right. Where was this camera placed? I mean, what type of, was it one of those little mini pen cameras? How did you
He wasn't going
with a cell phone?
Probably taking them on his cell phone,
right,
posting them on Facebook.
Right, putting a space right next to it, talking about,
yep,
this is me and Gary.
Yep, right, SpongeBob and Gary. Yep, the new Cat's Meow. But as many as 3,000 female patients may have fallen victim to the doctor's hidden camera during examinations at his office.
How do they not know he's taking pictures? They don't see the flash under there.
But I don't. You know what? Are we there to just say, hey, maybe they were just enjoying the time that he was having with them. They could have been.
Hey, he was clam diamond and found a pearl.
There you go.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
Yes.
Once again, Candace came and had to.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for any inappropriate remarks that were made and will be made during this broadcast.
Right.
She just had to make
sure.
I had
to say it again, right.
Like we are totally wrong. But that is. But basically, the doctor, man, he at his office out of town in I think it's Schernstadt in Western Germany. Local state prosecutor Luther Liebing said.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
But he stands accused of secretly taking photos of female patients' private body parts. Liebing said, "We now need to make clear to what extent he has done this, and of course, why he did this."
Why he did it? Because it was there.
Yeah. Hey, you can't put this in my face and expect me not to go in there and see what's going on. They came to me asking me, hey, doc, it's something here. Can you go in there and see? And now you mad at me.
I had to document for historical prosperity.
Right. Do you get mad at the guy going over there getting his prostate exam? No. So why are you mad at me? I'm doing my job just like he did. That is crazy, but... the gynecologist could face up to a year. Only a year? Wow, my bad.
Man,
I'm sorry.
That's a hell of a crime. I'll be back.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're not closing. I'm just going on a vacation.
That's 6 months good behavior.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and I'm sure he's going to go in there. Nah, fellas. It's okay. I do this for a living. But, the gynecologist could face up to a year in prison if convicted for violating intimacy laws, according to Liebing. But the investigation... the investigations could be protracted due to the number of photographs, more than 35,000 found in the document.
My man is Pete Parker. If you saw one, you might have seen them all, but I guess that is not the case.
Nope. He was like, what was the movie with your boy Robin Williams? One more photo? Yeah, that's him. That's him. He's, wow. I don't have 35,000 pictures of that. I don't want to go there, right. But whatever.
Maybe you should be flattered if he took your pictures.
No.
How was all of this discovered? I mean,
on Facebook.
Yep, he was looking for new clients. I guess that's the new meaning of tweeting.
Yep,
he was in there tweeting them.
Yep, they said it was a clam bake, and he brought the wrong clams.
That's nasty.
Yeah,
that is nasty. German media have said that the doctor is fit.
Wait, you didn't see the look?
Yeah, I didn't want to. I didn't want to. That's the difference.
You're putting me in a real awkward.
I mean, we are talking about this, and she's right here. That's
right here.
I mean, but did it? The doctor's 56 years old.
He's been at this a while.
Yeah, this he is.
Just think, before smartphones, he had a Polaroid.
Right.
Let's get that doctor's name.
You know what?
Oh, was this the German name?
It wasn't Liebing, because Liebing, I guess he's the prosecutor, but the doctor's practice is now closed, according to Liebing.
Okay, yep. Very
only
good.
Temporarily.
Yep. We'll be back with Mo Fingers. Yep. Going to get this thumb in hand.
All right.
So anybody out there, do anybody out there trust a doctor? Has anybody out there ever seen a doctor come into the examination room on the phone or something? Has anything ever just strike you funny?
Yeah, has a doctor ever came and said something to you?
Right. give us a call, 818-514-1202.
Has anybody ever been pregnant by their gynecologist?
No, he was only taking pictures. He putting negatives in. He was just taking pictures.
There you go. I guess, man. So that's my first wacky news story of the day. That was really, really crazy, though. I just couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, that's a goodie.
But I'm going out to see. I'm studying for it.
I heard that. Yeah, I guess.
Don't take any pictures.
Nah.
All right. Use them.
I just rather keep the smell.
Right. Okay.
Did it.
Here you go.
Next.
Gumby robbery. He was guilty to burglary of a convenience store dressed in a Gumby suit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes all the sense. That wasn't Gumby. That was Urkel.
No. I got a picture here, dog.
No.
San Diego. A man accused of trying to rob a San Diego 7-Eleven while dressed as Gumby has pleaded guilty to misdemeanor burglary. How is that a misdemeanor?
Maybe if pleaded guilty, that's why they lowered it to a misdemeanor. I don't know. I didn't know Gumby had that. I didn't know Gumby had that type of attitude like that, man. Gumby was.
Hey, it's been hard times since the 50s.
Well, yeah, the clay is gone. Yeah. The clay is gone dry.
Yeah, the clay is gone dry, and everything's digital.
Yeah,
no words.
He had to sell
the getaway car.
Right. He had to sell the donkey and all.
Actually,
he sold him the stuff.
I don't know. I think Pokey was in on it too. Check this out. A lawyer for 19-year-old Jacob Kiss entered a plea Wednesday. Kiss and an accomplice, 20-year-old Jason Gamera, that he had to have been dressed as Pokey.
Yeah,
he jumped on him and they just
rolled right off.
Remember, they never walked away. They would just skate away.
Yeah.
So that's got to be what happened.
Maybe they should have borrowed the blockhead's car.
Man, that's probably who called him.
Right. I forgot all about the blockhead.
Right,
man.
Right.
Like, here's the killer part. Your boy is taking pictures for medical records. These two were placed on 3 years probation. Rob a store dressed as Gumby, get probation.
Molesting people in at your job, you get a year.
There you go.
Yeah, he's going to the Martha Stewart prison probably.
No, he's probably got probation.
No, I'm not talking to him. I'm talking to my gynecologist buddy over here.
Oh,
yeah, he's
right,
going
right.
to the he's strictly going to the Martha Stewart prison.
Right.
Yeah,
he'll probably get put to the women's prison and given a job.
So Gumby's robbing people, and now we got people leaving people stranded at the Greyhound.
What possesses you to rob a store in a Gumby costume like no one's going to recognize?
That's probably what he thought. Who the hell going to identify Gumby?
That 90%
strange probably, green guy with a crooked head.
Right,
right. But I guess they figured they would run around the corner, jump out of the suit, and get away.
He probably had on.
They were probably high.
Yeah, no. Nah, he probably just had. So he thought he'd switch it up, wear some skinny jeans and a fitted and a snapback hat, and nobody would recognize Gumby. Cause hell, that's the new youth movement. Why not? I'm not Gumby.
Wow.
But, yeah, whatever. That's, again, stupid. We just talked about this stupid people, man, doing stupid things.
Yeah,
man.
Hey, I don't know what to tell you, man. Hey, you, what makes you, where can you find a Gumby costume? Look, Halloween was just, just last month.
You know what?
And my wife had to go to a costume party. So I was on the web, you know, looking at costumes. I've never seen a Gumby costume.
Today. Remember back in the day, you couldn't get rid of one. That's right up there next to the My Buddy costume, the Chucky costumes. And dude probably had this since he was six, and he just stretched it all the way out. So, or quite possibly, he just painted his body green.
No, that's a pretty big goddamn costume.
Oh, now you don't find that nowhere.
Maybe his great grandfather played Gumby.
That could be it.
And he, I got a great idea.
Oh wow.
Let's go as Mo now. But now, okay, I give you that. Let me raise you up one. Greyhound bus driver leaves passenger stranded.
There you go. He said, leave the driving. I'm done driving.
Greyhound Bus Company is conducting an investigation after a bus driver left 45 passengers stranded for about 8 hours in the middle of the night at a gas station in the state of Missouri.
There you go. He was like, hey, hold on. I bet it was a strip club right across the gas station.
I don't know.
Hold on. I'll be right back.
I don't know, man, but even if that's off, here's my thing. Who's going to sit on the Greyhound bus for 8 hours and not make a call or nothing to say, hey, you know what? I don't think we're supposed to be here.
We're going to be late to this Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
We haven't left Missouri.
And they probably, I don't know where they were going, but a spokesman said it was certainly unprecedented and absolutely inexcusable, said a spokesperson for the company. And I'm sorry. said the spokesperson for the company, adding that the unidentified female, no, I'm not being biased or sexist, I'm sorry, I'm not being sexist, but the unidentified female who is based in Memphis, Tennessee, was cooperating with the officials.
She was the bus driver.
They said she was. The woman was driving a route on Friday from Memphis to St. Louis, which is normally a six-hour trip, but she left the bus 150 miles from her destination, turning the journey into roughly 16 hours. Into a 16-hour ordeal for passengers. The trouble began near, Sykeston, Missouri, when the driver put an unruly passenger off the bus. The driver then took the bus east to Charleston, Missouri, where she abandoned it on Friday evening.
You know what it was?
What was that?
She was driving. She got rid of the unruly. She called a girl and was like, man, these cramps are killing me. And she said, I know a gynecologist you can go to. She booked the first flight to Germany.
Yep, and went to Liban.
I want my picture taken, too.
Yep, put me on Facebook, things that could go wrong. A Greyhound replacement driver didn't get to the bus until about 8 hours after the driver walked off. The company said Greyhound was offering full refunds.
You think?
I don't know.
I mean, that's not one of them where, hey, you know what? We got you part way. What do you want us to say?
Call your family.
Right.
Call your family. Tell them to go get you the rest of the way. That's, I don't know, man. I was actually reading this story before we went on the air, and I just laughed because nobody had the know-how to just say, hey.
Put the bus in drive. That even now will get us there.
But you got even the people on the airplanes was like, hey, man. These cats got box cutters. We probably need to take them down. So you're on the ground on a bus, and nobody said, we stranded with a full tank of gas. What are we going to do?
I don't know what to do. The hazards are all. I don't know what this is.
The hazard is on.
Both signals are blinking. I can't turn both ways at the same time.
What am I going to do with this open road and a full tank of gas and a bus? I've been here before. It's only 50 miles from my house, and the keys are in the ignition. What do we do? But yeah, that just
keep waiting. She'll be back.
Right. She's been gone for quite a while now. Why she come back with all her clothes tore off, looking like with all these singles?
I bet you the itchy kitty was right across the street. This is my big chance.
Yep. I got him off the bus because he tried to teach me what not to do. I'm going to learn him. You don't tell me how to direct my life. I want to be that way. I want to go down this path.
Wow.
But
that's one thing.
Let me ask you, are we being wrong because we're guys and a lot of guys just look at female drivers like, you can't drive?
Seriously, I don't do that.
You more or less.
I just believe most people can't drive.
Just all together.
Covers
the gender.
Yeah, I seen a dude shaving on 294 before. That's just
Norelco or leather.
He had against the leather. Yep, he had a bick and was getting that neck.
Really?
Seriously, I am not kidding.
I can up you that. I've seen a woman eating cereal, literally eating cereal. Right. And I'm like, it's not saying that guys wouldn't do it, but.
No, because I've seen guys do it.
I've never seen a guy eat cereal.
Really? No, I've seen it.
Yeah, I have?
And he was scared with his knees while he was holding the bowl. Yep.
Was it okay? But now you got to ask, was it warm cereal or cold? Because I'm talking pouring Apple Jacks in a box and then grabbing the milk. Not the little small. I'm talking vitamin D 2 gallon and then pouring that right on top of the Apple Jack.
Oh, yeah, well, they was already I couldn't believe. But
even still, you need to have both hands on the wheel.
Yeah, yeah. Because a while back, I remember it was a story of a girl. She was breastfeeding.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she was breastfeeding. No joke. She was breastfeeding her kid right while she was driving. Police pulled her over. What you want me to do? He was hungry.
He was hungry.
You couldn't pull over.
And because she was quoted. She was quoted as saying, "I am not going to deny my child."
Yep. You will not. Now, if I didn't feed him, you'd have sworn I'm neglecting them. That's. You'd have sworn I was neglecting him. I guess
it's just been too much like right to pull over and do what you need to do.
You know,
but that's what frightens me about, you know, I've got a teenage daughter. That's what frightens me about handing her any car keys, not for her per se, but for those idiots that she's going to have to defensively drive for.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I that makes you a better driver than me, man. If you don't become a great driver until you get your first scare. Hey, that's what it is.
That first time you
spin out on the expressway.
now you're in the club.
Now I
hear you.
Now you're living. Now you are living.
Wow. Okay. If you say so.
I'm just saying, hey, you don't think so?
Hey, look, go without accident. That's what you're doing. But hey. The first time, it used to be back in the day that driving drunk was supposed to be back in the early 80s to the 70s, driving drunk was just like parking in front of a fire hydrant.
So everybody was drunk at that time.
Boy, dude.
I'm just saying, 80s baby. So I don't, I don't wear about time. So, I was driving and we was close to this new millennium. So. There you go.
Right.
But I
tell you what, let's take a quick break. And we'll be back with more scary tales from the road.
We don't want no weapon. No weapon. Don't need no ammunition.
No ammunition.
It's killing up the nation.
Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Leon St. James for Anaconda Malt Liquor.
With a delectable combination of the finest barley and hops, it's the only malt liquor that carries the seal of excellence from Uncle Sam himself. And when you pop the top, the panties drop.
Is that Anaconda malt liquor? The only malt liquor to be approved by the United States government?
That's right, Anaconda malt liquor.
Anaconda malt liquor.
Anaconda malt liquor, brewed in Piedmont, Georgia.
Roots Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Okay, we're back, and I had to take a quick drive and seen people eating and shaving and doing all kind of stuff on the road.
Yeah,
don't make
man.
No sense.
Love my city, man. Love Illinois.
All right, I got another wacky news story for you, but actually don't seem too wacky. If you didn't see this one coming, I don't know. Shoppers pepper sprayed in U.S. retail frenzy.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not a black dollar spent.
Oh, wow, this thing is very, 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 the printing is very, very small, and I'm very, very old. But basically, during Black Friday at a Walmart in Missouri.
There you go.
Yeah, the people got to fighting and got to grabbing merchandise before the sales had started, and guards had to pepper spray. There was two people arrested. One person got shot in the parking lot because someone tried to rob him, and his friends end up grabbing the shooter and hold them down until the police get there.
Bam, I just thought about it. That's where the driver was at. They were in Missouri, right?
There you go.
The Greyhound. I'd be damned if I missed that Black Friday sale. Them weeds are only going to be on sale for another dollar.
There you go.
I need my TV.
But yeah, people be going crazy about this Black Friday.
You know what?
I don't get it. I don't want to stand out at midnight in a line around the block for the store to get something that I could buy damn near anytime.
And most of the time, it's limited quantities anyway.
They do that on purpose.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
They do.
And after Christmas, they have the same sale.
The same thing. Here's the thing. I have family that go out and do the Black Friday thing. I personally never got it. I don't understand it. But hey, if you want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and sit outside Walmart and here's the thing. Don't you believe that people will be out there waiting on you in their trucks to just upside the head and, yep, we'll take everything you have?
Because that's not the first time you heard about someone getting robbed during Black Friday and Christmas shopping time, like when the Wii's first came out.
Right.
Or the
Xboxes and the PlayStation.
Right.
You always
hear about someone getting jacked in the parking lot.
First off, if anybody's out there listening to the Truth Brothers right now, please help us understand that if you went Black Friday shopping or whatever you want to call it, call in and tell us what's the importance of it. I mean, what's the big deal? You're gonna if getting that Nintendo, or I was gonna say Nintendo 64.
Wow,
jeez,
because Pokemon Stadium is just what they had to have.
But I mean, if you were out right now going to get the new PlayStation 3 or that new blue Wii that's out there, why? What's the big deal? You can get it. You can get a go to GameStop or any other store and get it. Why going that? Is it the excitement? Is it the rush of knocking people down? Like the commercial with the girl that's at Target and she's training, running with the parachute.
right.
What's the excitement of it? I don't get it.
Is it really some deals that's only happen during Friday that you can't find anywhere else? I remember, man, around this time last year, my job sent me down to Springfield, and we went to a store, and I had to get some stuff because I'm going to be down there for like 6 weeks.
Right.
So they started having all these Black Friday pre-Christmas sales and all of that, and we had found like this printer, this wireless printer for like $99.
Okay.
And they was making it sound like, okay, it's today only, and if you don't get it, but, you know, when I got down there, I just was in a store and happened to see it, and they all had the same sale,
right?
Still going on. So.
Yeah, it's the hype, and you know what? You know what really irritates me about it. And I don't want to sound like Yes, I do. You know what really irritates me about it? Call Black Friday, right? First off, not a black business benefited from this. It's Black Friday, but I'm willing to bet you not one black business benefited from Black Friday.
Well, you do know why they call it black.
Yeah, I know, but I'm being me right
okay,
now.
Okay,
right. And then on top of that,
actually, that's one of the connotations of the use of the word black that's actually positive, because usually black means everything bad, and
right.
In that case, being in the black means you're profitable and doing well.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the few times that they actually use it where it don't mean, you know, oh my God, lock your doors.
Or call it nigga money day. Whatever.
Is it inadvertently a brand new holiday?
Right.
From what I take of it.
But it's going to be stupid Saturday when you wake up and can't pay your rent. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Just don't blow. Hey, don't blow it all.
Wow. So you really think that people out there, they'll spend their rent money instead of paying the rent, they'll go buy.
Before you even finish. Yes.
Television.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have this all outside. We're going to be the. Yeah, you better get that. You better get that indoor outdoor TV. We gonna need that. But okay, maybe it's me. But
I don't think it's just you. I was being a little facetious there too, because I believe it too. I believe that people would rather blow the dough on fake Christmas than. But you know, the whole Christmas scene bothers me. Period. Though.
But
I'm sorry.
You can't. Here's the thing. I grew up where we celebrated Christmas, and it's like after a while it was like, it's not a big deal to me. You know what I'm saying? I tried to get the actual understanding of it, but I never could really grasp on to it. I just was as a kid, you never really get it. You just presents, give them here.
Well, right. They sell you on the Santa Claus. They kids get it. They
no.
Santa,
I mean, but
and they know they finna rack up.
Yeah, I mean, you know that he's coming, but you can care less if you see him. I just know, hey, he's coming to the house, and he better have that.
No, actually, man, you know, when I was a kid, man, my sister had this real thing about wanting to catch Santa Claus, and she would make Santa traps.
In the house?
In the house. Before we, you know, Christmas Eve, she would set all these traps like she was gonna catch this dude.
And just take all the presents, just everything.
I don't know what she would have done if she ever had ran up on some fat white dude in our living room. I don't know.
I bet I know what your father would have done if he ran up to some fat white dude in your living room. Yeah. Yeah, you can leave that bag, player. You can leave that bag and girl, get on up there for your ring there before
right.
I make Vegas. Before I make
right.
them meat.
Right. Ever had barbecue there?
Works better that way. Tell Miss Claus what's happening.
But, yeah, there are some people who I just don't get to look. One, even if I'm going to do Christmas, that's fine. Because, actually, I'd rather do Kwanzaa. I do Kwanzaa. But for
okay.
the people who do Christmas, I'm not knocking you for doing Christmas. My thing is, if you're going to do Christmas, why would you give the credit to some fictitious character and not tell them, yeah, you remember when I had to do all that overtime? Here you go, because I love you, see?
But the thing is, man, I think it's about the magic of the holiday for the kids or for the parents who do it for the kids. It's the Michael Jackson of the whole thing.
Christmas is the Michael Jackson of holidays.
No, I'm saying it's because I told you I don't. Hey, Matt,
yeah, maybe that's true. Because I would not let my kids get put on Santa's lap. I was like, no.
Would you exactly?
No,
hey,
you got a point there.
There you go.
Yeah, I am not for the. I do. I would not. I was like, man, let me take the kids to go take. No, they don't. Yep. And my kids would take. No, we don't talk to that man. They would tell. Especially my daughter. No, we don't do that. We don't do Christmas. We don't do him. No.
Right. I mean, that's like if you see that old guy sitting on the curb. It's, hey, go sit on his lap, tell him how your day going.
tell the homeless guy what you want.
What you mean he got Hep C? You better go. Better get over there and ask him questions.
I don't know. Do you Christmas shop, Candace?
I'm not heavy into it. I will take advantage of sales, you know, if it's beneficial to me and the things that I need for my household, but I'm not going to jeopardize my livelihood. Well, you know, my finances
and livelihood.
To entertain
you ready, right?
A fictitious, you know, even though they tell you that Christmas is supposed to be about celebrating the birth of Christ and whatnot, Let's face it. Ooh. Majority of the people. I mean,
I think they jumped off the Jesus train a long time.
Well, I'm just saying.
Especially once corporations don't, man. It's Santa. We don't, because Jesus might make you think about why you going to Walmart. No, it's Santa. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, my whole thing is this. You know, as you were saying, Devon, about invoking that magic. Yeah, you can invoke some magic, you know, for the kids.
Right.
But then again, the kids don't really have a true appreciation for all
true.
The sacrifices that the parents are making.
Because, at a certain time, though, do you really tell your kids what you're going through, you know, as far as bills and everything like that? Like, a lot of people don't do that.
Yes, I'm going to tell you. My daughter found out at 5 years old, look, we don't do this Christmas thing. And
right.
she went to school blowing up people and
right.
destroying the whole
fallacy. But I mean, before Christmas, let's just say it's April. Do you tell your daughter, hey, you know what?
I brought my daughter in our office.
That's
I
good.
Have an office in my home. And, you know, she wanted something.
Right.
And I said, well, you know, that's kind of expensive. I don't know if I can do that right now.
Okay.
Well, can't you just write a check? And so when she said that, I said, oh. Okay, well, come with me.
I can check
so
you.
So I showed her all the checks we
right.
have to write in order to make sure we maintain the quality of life that she used to. She
right.
used to. Okay, we got a check for the mortgage. We got a check for the car note. We got a check for the lights, the gas, the food you eat, so on and so forth. So, you know, that gave her another perspective to say, oh, wow. You know,
right, right. But cause
you spend a lot of money. Yeah, we do.
You know, a lot of people just, they take that away from their kids. Like, they don't show them the struggles that they go through.
Exactly.
Because
they don't want to bring the kid into it.
Exactly. But that's a part of life. At some point in life, they're going to have to face that. And if you don't, you know, implement a seed in their brain while they're young,
yeah,
you know, they won't know what to expect. Like, I didn't know anything about credit. At 18.
Yeah.
So when I got my first credit card, I went nuts.
Yeah.
I went bananas. But, you know, I've had to, you know, suffer the perils of that.
Right.
You know, but I don't want my daughter to go through that. Thus, the reason why I did bring her into to our office and showed her, okay, these are the bills. This is what we're responsible for every month. How do we pay this? We have a job.
Right.
You know? So you have to instill a sense of responsibility.
And I agree with that. I just because that was something that, I mean, my people that I know, they tried to take that one. You know, families are divided on that too, because I know majority of the time my pops was like, hey, no, this is what we do.
That's right.
This is how it gets done. But your mother's the nurturing type, and she wants to cater, you know, just. No, it's not that bad, and give you that hope and everything. But pops will walk you straight in there and say, "Nah, this is what I had to do."
Yeah, because pops' feet hurt. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
But
you're right. I mean, the parents, if you show your kids what it takes to run a household, it helps them out so much in the long run.
Because
I mean, a lot of the bad habits I had younger, I picked up from my parents, like telling the bill collector, hey, man, what you going to do? Hey, I don't have it. You can't get blood from a turnip. Look, when I get it, you'll be the first to know.
Right. Dude, remember them days, like, they'll call you and get an attitude with you fast. Like, hey, we want it now. Like, hey, it's your money. I'm over there like J.G. Wentworth. It's your money. I need it now, too. But as you get older and you mature, a lot of things tend to hey, I shouldn't be doing that no more.
That's right.
Me and a friend of mine, we came up with is your adult switch. That's just click on at a certain point in time. Like, I walk through, hey man, why don't you turn your adult switch on?
So do anybody out there talk to their kids about money? Do anybody out there show their kids struggle? Or do they make them think it's all good? Are y'all sitting out there with no lights but playing PlayStation 3? Let us know. Give us a call. 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
All right.
Hit us up at
wewanttruth@AT&T.net, or you can also hit us up on our Facebook page, the Truth Bros Facebook page. We have a fan page as well. We're everywhere, man. We're actually on Twitter, so you can go on Twitter and follow us on Twitter, where you can get every I think we're updating it every 5 minutes or something, man. We're always on Twitter. We're always on our Facebook. You can email us or do whatever. We love you guys. So hit us with a feedback and so we can let you know what we think. Or you can let us know what you're thinking as well.
That's right. For real. I mean, give us a shout. There's no problems with that. Matter of fact, we're going to give you an opportunity to give us a shout because we're going to take a brief intermission. We'll be back in about 60 seconds. Truth Brothers.
You know how we do. Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating, no waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle. Y'all think a nigga Luddle. Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Why garbage music selling a lot? Why is the music industry state of mind real far from hip hop? Why vote Republican if you black? Why build more jails, less schools, cause we under attack? Why keep the 4 pound in the air? The revolution will not be televised. Get around here. Why keep my right fist in the sky?
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back. And right now we're kind of talking about Christmas and being overly materialistic.
The holiday is materialistic, man. So,
right,
I mean,
for sure.
That in itself is materialistic. We just, hey, man, we got one listener, and they hit me on my Facebook page and said that you guys are doing great. First off, her name is Shaquina Brand New Me Burgess. And she said, you guys are doing great. I didn't know that you had a show out now. But, yes, I do tell my kids about what I do for them because they need to know who buys everything for them.
Hey, that's great. And we appreciate the
Thank
message.
You.
But you know what? Give us a call.
Right.
There's
that'll
no
be better.
With picking up the phone and saying how you feel.
Don't be shy.
That's right.
Don't be shy. The Truth Brothers won't hurt you.
That's right.
The truth hurts, not
818-514-1202.
Or you can add, since you're on my page, you can click the link right over there and like the Truth Brothers fan page and the Truth Brothers friend page, and you could have put the question on there. We're reading that as we speak as the day goes along
that's,
as well.
That's cool. And thanks for hitting us up. We do appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we do. We really, really
And
we're really
glad
do.
You think that we're doing well.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Got the we're all right. Up
okay.
Tight.
Right. That's one.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, man. I at one point, especially when I was real, real hardcore militant,
mm-hmm.
more than, you know, when especially when I was in my angry stage, I got to the point, man, I wasn't even wrapping presents. I was like, I would go get my kids, they stuff, I would put it on the couch and say, Happy Kwanzaa, go knock
yep.
yourself out.
Yep, it's there. Wake up in the morning, hey, downstairs, leave me alone
yep,
for the rest
yep,
of the day.
Seriously, hey, there you go. But, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people used to think that because I didn't do Christmas that, hey, it was, like my kids were getting deprived of something. And I'm like, no,
right.
man, I get my kids stuff all the time, and I'm getting them stuff all year round. Look, I had a rule. This was my rule. Your job as a kid in my house, do your chores,
mm-hmm.
stay out of trouble,
yep.
get good grades. That's your job. If you do those things, especially the good grades,
right.
You're going to pretty much freeze me up from saying no to pretty much anything.
Everything you did. Yeah.
My daughter caught on to that early, man, because remember when Moesha was out?
Yeah.
Remember they had the Brandy Barbie doll?
Did those eyes come far apart, too?
No.
Wow.
That was cold.
Am I the only one that thinks Brandy's eyes are far apart?
Wow.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
All right, and that was for...
Yeah. Yeah, there
that
you
was
go.
For the age. sorry.
Yeah, but, pretty much.
But yeah, no, she they had a I guess it was like a special just collector's edition, but it was Brandy because this was when she was real popular. My daughter loved Brandy, the Moesha. She loved that show. So when the Brandy doll came out, she walked up to me with the sales paper, man. She's in first grade.
Right.
She walked up and was like, "Hey, see this?
Go
get it." And I'm like, "Hey, you know, I'm really not into Barbie. You know, I don't like that Barbie stuff." And she pulled out her report card and said, "See this?
Yep.
That means you do this." And
I did my job.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, that's
Monday pretty
morning,
much.
Day.
That's
there
pretty
it is.
Much.
Yeah,
that
check
mean,
me up.
That's how my pops was, man. He just told us, like, well, one thing he did tell us was that you go to school, that's your job, and you get paid in education. See, my pop did. Yeah, hey, I ain't got to give you nothing.
Right.
You're getting it on your own.
Right. Yeah. My dad said, all I'm responsible for is giving you food and making sure you don't freeze.
There you go.
Anything else?
Yeah, that's extra. That's just what we put on top of everything. But, I mean, yeah, that's to me, that's the best way of bringing it out to them. That's the best way of explaining it to them. Hey, man, just go do what you got to do, and it will never be a problem. That's
there
just,
you go. That's right.
That's just the best way of putting it out there. But maybe that's just – then why is that such a hard thing for people to grasp?
Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. But you know what? Hold on. We got our first caller, so
– All right.
Hello, caller.
Hey, what's up, brothers? What's going on with y'all?
Hey, what's going on? You're with the True Brothers. What's your name?
Lawrence Gage. What's going on?
Yeah, how you doing, man? Hey, what you got to say?
Hey, I'm just so far, man. Just appreciate y'all. You know, you putting some good topics, some good content, you know, some good subjects on. First and foremost, to tell y'all, hey, welcome, doing your thing.
Oh well, thank you much,
that,
man. We appreciate that.
That is definitely
what's up, man.
Yeah, so are you doing any Christmas shopping this year?
Nah, not really. It's just kind of tight at the moment and stuff. So I'm going to just kind of penny pinch, you know, do what I do, you know.
That's cool.
And I'll just make it up
down
the street.
Not beat penny pinching.
Hey, just tell them Merry Christmas. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That's right. Hey. Or give them a card saying that the money that you would have spent on a gift you gave to the United Way or something in their name. And watch the Christmas spirit come out.
Absolutely. The little things that count.
Right.
All right, man. Thank you much, man. Yep, so there it is. We finally got one. Now that he done broke the water of the dance, y'all can all call in. Come on, 818-514-1202. But, yeah, man, like he said, man, especially if you're on a budget and you got a penny
pinch,
I admire people who penny pinch. Matter of fact, let me give a shout-out to my brother. Matter of fact, this is a good time to thank my brother. My brother, name's Roderick, but we call him 12 Gauge.
Yeah.
And he's a hell of a fucking music producer. And he did a lot to he was our free technical support, what have you. He was our group squad.
Yeah.
He put it down for us and made a lot of this possible. So we want to say thank you to him.
Thanks, Rod.
Yeah.
Another thing I love about him, man, that brother got short arm and deep pockets, man.
Can't reach that dollar.
He will not reach down for that thing. Hey, man, do you really need this? Look, go to the free clinic.
Right. Nothing wrong. Hey, first off, the itch ain't that bad to begin with. Put some of that Robitussin on that and rub it in there. It clears what ails you.
That's right, man. But, no, I appreciate anybody who could penny pinch. Especially when I was younger, man, as soon as I got it, it was gone. I thought that showing off and trying to make it rain on 335 an hour was a hard thing to do, Jack.
Ask them NBA players who just had to deal with that, man.
Dude, like I said, I'm glad they got they got a deal, and it looked like the players didn't come out too bad. Like I say, more details will probably come out later.
Right.
But, man, do you know that I bet some of them was, once the checks stopped coming, Jack?
Yeah.
Who was the fool that said that he had to go to work at Home Depot? Cause
Ron Artesa said, no, he was going to work at Best Buy. Well, he changed his name to something worldwide.
Meta World Peace.
Stupid.
Meta World Peace is stupid?
No, he's stupid.
Oh,
why would you name your, hey, that's like naming your kid Ron Wynn. I'm just saying, dog. Hey. That's stupid.
You
don't name your kid Ron Wynn.
Ron Wynn, yeah. And I know y'all think that we actually know somebody whose child is named Ron Wynn.
We're going to name their child Ron Wynn. Hey, I don't fault the guy. I'm just saying, this is the truth. You want Truth Brothers, then we have to give you Truth Brothers.
Yep. And the killer part is it's a girl.
Yeah, the little girl's going to...
Meet my daughter, Ron.
Yeah.
Ron, say what up to him. What up, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I usually let it hang to the left. But
Oh, man. Yeah, oh, man, that's messed up. But, yeah, man, seriously, if you know how to, it's, especially in an economy like this, it is good to know how to save your money.
Yeah.
Stack your chips, man. Stack your chips. That is so important.
But you know what, though? I also believe in, and even if you stack your, you save your money, as another term for stack your chips, but if you save your money, you know, being as the holiday is really, really close, and a lot of people just go above and beyond. I don't want to say above beyond, but they do extend themselves beyond what they should, just for the fact that they want to see happiness on not just their kids, but their mom, their parents, somebody who looked out for them. Like you would overextend yourself for somebody who's helped you for so long.
Right, right.
So
right.
I can understand certain aspects of it, but it's just certain things I can't really just grasp onto.
Right, dig it. Yeah, that's for sure. But you know what? Speaking of, now that we done got off into finances, this is gonna be a good time to let y'all know. Hour two, we're going to be talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement,
yeah.
the 99%.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you out there? Do you feel like you're part of the 99%? Can you identify with them? Do you identify with the 1%? Or do you feel like none of this has any bearing on your life whatsoever? This will be a great time to give us a call because we're going to be hitting on that in hour two. And hour two will be coming up right after these messages. Truth Brothers.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Come on down to Used Foods Emporium. Thanks to President Kane, all of our used foods are now 100% tax-free. This week's specials are assorted sun-dried mammals, only 99 cents a pound. You can't resist that crunchy goodness. Be sure to visit the produce department for fresh-found fruit from neighboring grocery store dumpsters. We have the softest apples in town. That's a fact. While you're at Used Foods Emporium, stop by the Hot Used Foods table for a wide variety of body temperature dishes freshly eliminated and regurgitated by our friendly staff all the livelong day. And don't forget, all of our used foods are 100% tax-free. This week, kids get free ABC gum with a purchase of $20 or more. Used Foods Emporium, now with 999 convenient locations.
Don't trust them new niggas over there, leaving they nigger essence in the air. Them happy, nappy head niggas with the fingers on the trigger. Don't trust them new niggas over there.
Lord of the Rising, all nice and decent crew. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip hop.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. We are the Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call, 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202. We'll introduce you to our producer supreme, Candace.
Hello, Truth Brothers, and everybody who's listening out there. You're in for some great things on this radio station. Tune in every Saturday evening, 5 p.m.
That's right. And so you and hour two of the soon to be hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. You can put that on the books.
And don't be nervous to call in and talk to the Truth Brothers. A lot of people.
We will not bite you.
You know who you are.
We will not
Do
bite
not be
you.
Nervous to call in and talk to the Truth Brothers.
Yeah,
even if it's just to say
yeah.
hi. There's it's
a lot,
cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of people hitting us up on Facebook and on Twitter
right.
saying, man, y'all doing great, man. I'd like to call, but I'm scared. So, don't be nervous. Ain't no one going to get you, man. It's cool.
Think of it
as calling your long-lost friend.
And the thing is, you got to understand, the Truth Brothers are live right now. We're bringing the noise, and y'all acting scared. How you think we feel? We think y'all don't love us. If you love the Truth Brothers like you claim you love the Truth Brothers, every night I gotta fight to show my love. I didn't even know I was a heartbeat. But
that's
I'm just
right.
saying, call
that's
the Truth
right.
Brothers, say hi to the Truth Brothers. You know who you are, and I'm talking exactly about you.
Okay, so check it out. There's a movement going on out there, a movement that's, in my opinion, quite extraordinary. You have young people. You have old people. You've got black. You've got white. You've got union members,
mm-hmm.
you got non-union members, man. The movement is quite extraordinary to me, but I really want to know what you guys think and what you people out there think. The Occupy Wall Street movement, this movement started back in like
September 17th.
That's right, where
yeah.
they started protesting Wall Street in New York.
Yeah. And I mean, the causes for it were, you know, the wealthy inequality, the corporate influence of government, populism, things like that. Personally, I mean, I feel like it affects us, but I mean, I'm kind of on the fence about it, man.
Really?
I know the reason is I support the idea of Occupy Wall Street and what they're doing. I support that, but it's like I don't think it's really they want to seem like they have a direction. I feel like I know where they want to go with it, but I just like I said, I support the idea of what they're doing.
No, I actually support them, man. A lot of these people, man, have a lot of heart.
Yeah.
People in Oakland who got attacked by the police in Oakland,
which is
in New York,
which is
in
crazy.
Atlanta, in Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt
know,
they got heart. Which is crazy though that the police are attacking the people because y'all are part of the 99%.
That's right. That's but actually, at the same time, we criticize some of the police. There are I want to say D.C. The police department in D.C., the chief of police told them, no, we're not attacking them. They're not doing nothing. They're not
right.
breaking the law. A lot of police departments all over the country have supported them as well because
mm-hmm.
it's a nonviolent movement. And,
right.
you know,
right.
they've been doing very well of keeping their discipline. But, you know, hey, what do y'all think out there? Do you feel like that you're part of the 99%. Do you know what the 99%
right.
is?
Yeah, because I was another guy speaking of that. It was people saying that they got masters and they have no job prospects. It's people out there with no health insurance and everything like that. And they were talking about how I'm trying to personally remember it because I was reading something vaguely a couple of weeks ago. It was around the time the old lady was 84.
Mm-hmm.
She stood all of 4'9". And they tased her.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
And I'm like, yeah, that what sense does that make?
This weekend in Atlanta when the police attacked one of the protesters and she was a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
And they attacked her and she said, "Hey, don't hit me in the stomach. I'm pregnant." And they continued to billy club her and beat her into the stomach. They took her to the hospital and she lost the baby. You know, it's stuff like that. Here's what I don't understand and this is what ticks me off. President Obama can say how he supports the protesters
mm-hmm.
in Egypt,
yeah.
Libya, Tunisia, but he hasn't once mentioned the Occupy people.
No,
yet.
No. He said the President Obama said to the protesters that you are the reason I ran for office. He did say that.
Really? When did he say it?
He said I can't remember exactly when he said it, but he did say. I can pull it up easily.
No, that's cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
But President Obama did
but,
say
you know,
are the reason I ran for
you
office.
You need to come a little bit. You should come a little bit further than that, man. I don't think he should show up at a movement yet because if he do, then everybody gonna paint it as you know every conspiracy evolves
right.
around him. Because
that was the time he got
versus.
Heckled. When he said this was when he got heckled I can't remember the exact date, but he got heckled for saying that.
Okay.
So, I mean.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know what? Matter of fact, man, a lot of those Occupy people, man, they're so hardcore that they don't feel like they're Democrats. They don't feel like they're Republicans.
They're people.
Radio host Ed Schultz, who's a hardcore left-wing Democrat,
he tried to
show up in New York, and he set up a stand, and he thought that he could just go up there, hey, I'm Ed Schultz, let me talk to y'all. And they was like, man, kick rocks.
Right. Right.
And that's because they feel like they don't want to get co-opted and manipulated by any type of organized entity. So
okay.
when the unions came to protest with them, they said, hey, cool, you can protest with us. That's no problem. But don't think you run this. And the unions were respectful. And they was like, cool, we just here with you. And they was no. Remember. OK. They don't want to become the Tea Party.
I understand that part.
They don't
want to
become the Tea Party.
I understand that part.
They don't want to feel like some money and corporate influence get in there and temper the message. And next thing you know, you dance into their tune. So they're trying to, as you can say, keep it real as much as they can.
I don't know, man. No. The reason I'm saying is like, okay, let's say you're going down into Occupy or whatever like that. Do you bring your children down there to show this is what we're doing and all of this and that and the third? Do you bring them down there? I'm just asking.
On the real, I would think that for me, it would depend on where. If it was one of the places that's friendlier to Seattle.
Seattle, they got hit in Seattle.
They
that's
got
what
hit
I'm saying, right.
Seattle.
That's what
right.
I'm saying,
right.
Right.
No, not Atlanta, man.
It's everywhere.
No, but it was some places where the police are. D.C., that's what it was.
That's
shocking. I'm in D.C.,
well,
yeah.
Not
if
really.
I'm in Oakland, no. Oh, Chicago. Big time new mayor, Rahm Emanuel. He, one side of his mouth, he's talking like, you know, he gets it and he's down, but he's not.
No.
As a matter of fact, he just sent the police in to sweep him out.
Right,
you know,
he tried to point, but couldn't get nothing out there to reach.
Right, right.
He reached out with a nub. Get them.
Which ones, Rob?
Them.
That's a good. We might have to call him Nubby Nubber.
No.
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 Oh, well,
that gets
okay.
You banned.
No.
Yep. If he could snap right now, he'd be, hey, get them off the air.
Right now.
Right. But yeah, I wonder how he scratched his face. Just curious.
With the meaty part.
Is it rough?
It's a meaty piece. It's a nub. It's a meaty. It's a round at all, you know.
I've never had a nub. No,
like
I don't
been,
know.
It ain't like it's been sharpened.
You act like I was Big Mama's leg in soul food. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know nothing about that. I'm just saying. And he's like, you know, the meaty part of your nub.
My but bad. No, I got a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, I do.
The kids on the college campus.
You see?
That got pepper sprayed point blank in the face. That takes a lot of heart. That takes a lot of heart to take that.
Yeah, just like standing up to a tank with a rock. But I'm just saying. I'm being real funny.
You know, one thing that kind of gets me with all of this is those police officers who are out there on the front lines that are attacking these people are part of the
99%. That's what I just said.
So it really makes you scratch your head and say, whose side are you on? I mean, you know, is it more of a mental thing where you feel like you have to?
Oh, yeah, that's simple. Because really, if you really want to break it down, there's a lot of the 99% who 85%,
right.
And they don't know no better. But that's another show for another time. I know a lot of y'all wondering 99 and 85. What the hell does that mean? But you know, keep listening, and we'll be explaining that to you
again.
Right, right. We gotta take baby steps. There's a lot of people out there who knows who 85ers are, and
right.
You know, a lot of 85ers. Of course, they don't know. They don't know no better.
But I mean, my point I was trying to make earlier is I don't bring my kids down there. The reason I don't is because I can't see if they're coming in there. Even if it is who's to say one day that the police might not go crazy?
Oh, I understand, and that's a choice. I mean, that's a choice. You make, and ain't no one gonna knock
you for that choice.
I mean, at the same time, there was a lot during the civil rights movement. There was a lot of parents who brought their kids to the march because it was important.
Yeah,
it was
important.
And
it's one thing to say you actually were there and you were involved in that, and I'm sure that it eventually everybody would want to say, hey, I was involved in this and things got changed. You want to be a part of something that changed the world for the better, and I can understand that.
Right, cool. But we got another caller in. Hey, caller, what's your name?
Lanique.
Hey, how you doing, Lanique? You're on with the Truth Brothers. What you got
to
say?
Hi, how you all doing?
Doing
I'm actually just listening to the conversation. I'm actually from New York. And
okay.
I've been following the whole Occupy Wall Street situation. And I support the idea of what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I kind of feel like it's been going on for a while now, and I feel like this. How are you even able to look for a job if you're not, you know, really looking for a job? You can't be on the street sitting in a park for 2 months and you call yourself saying you can't get a job. You got to put the effort in to get a job.
Well, I mean,
for
some people who say that they hadn't found a job yet, some of them been out of work 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a family member of mine. The man has been out of work for 2 years, so he's been for 2 years trying to find a job. So he's gotten fed up, and if he says, hey, you know what, I'm going to go down here to the park and protest because I feel like it's time that my voice get heard, that's kind of where a lot of them are coming from.
Right.
I mean, even
which is understandable, but in between doing that, shouldn't you still go home and try and see, you know, let me send my resume out, let me do something?
Hey, you know, it only
that
takes
was
a couple
my
of
thing,
clicks.
You know,
you can get a Wi-Fi connection
and
send off
a
resume
on your
iPad.
Yeah, but
they
I mean, I kind of
raised up a village in the park, and you know, that was my only thing. I'm like, okay, well, where do they shower at? How are they getting on the computer to do resumes? Where are they going to get the stuff that's really important done?
Right. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure they're probably going to your local McDonald's to shower. You know,
yeah,
and have to open all of that. But you know, hey. When they marched in the 60s, when they marched in the 60s for like the garbage strike, the garbage still got picked up, and they still managed to wash, but they still went out and
yeah,
marched.
But they didn't spend all of their time out there like that. I said
the Poor People's Movement in Washington D.C. towards the end of the Civil Rights era, when they all camped out in Washington D.C.
Right.
They still manage to wash.
Yeah,
soap
but,
can be had.
I mean, yeah, soap can be had, but that's great. Because of the,
yeah,
hey,
still there.
Thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah,
we,
thanks
man.
For calling.
And call back, please. But yeah, man. I mean, hey, you can walk and chew bubble gum.
Yeah.
At a certain point, man. Pullman Porter strike that went terribly bad. Some of them had to say, "I'm not going to work that day because I got a strike." Because I wanted to be better. So it's called sacrifices.
Okay.
A lot of those people, I mean, you got union members who want to work. If you're a construction worker and you haven't worked in 2 years because people are playing games with job bills or what have you, and,
right.
and you're trying to push through a stimulus package that keeps getting blocked to make
now
things
that
purposely
I understand
hard.
That
okay,
though.
But
yeah, that part I understand. Yeah, and like I said, that part I understand. It's just, to me, out there saying something and not saying that the protesting does not cause things to change. We all know that we especially should know that the walking and marching and having your voice heard does change things. But it has to be action as well, though. That's what I'm saying.
But, okay, again, the action. If you look at Egypt, if you look at Iran, if you look at when they went out there 100,000, 200,000 a pop and protesting, they were effecting change.
True.
By shutting everything down. When they did the general strike in Oakland the past week, that was the first time that has happened in like 70 years. That's important.
I get you that.
And a lot of businesses we're down with that, like the Men's Warehouse. The Men's Warehouse shut their doors that day and said, we are the 99%.
Okay.
That's how you affect change. When people are tired and they unite.
True.
I mean, one of the things that I appreciate is people are finally starting to see what's holding them back.
Right.
And a lot of times,
right.
when you got a lot of people, if you You making $12 an hour and you happy that you're not making $7 an hour and you looking down on a person that making $7
yeah,
an hour.
Yeah.
When they come
yeah.
for them, they come for you. When they was first, the first type of jobs that they were shipping to China were real low paying jobs, the $5, $6 an hour jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now they shipping the $20 an hour jobs.
Over
you,
there.
You work at a Ford plant, and if they take your Ford plant down there to Mexico and paying them $2 an hour when you was making $22 an hour, guess what? They have come for you now.
Yeah, I
so
agree.
Now you out there saying, hey, this ain't right. I mean, a lot of times, you know, a lot of people would try to distract people with racial strife and class strife. And, you know, if I, as long as I'm living in my house, as long as the town down the street don't have any money, I'm cool. That's not cool.
Yeah, that's not
one,
cool.
If one part of my community is suffering, I'm suffering.
Right. I agree with I totally agree with you on that. I 130%. I totally agree with you. But like I said, I'm happy that there it's nothing's going to happen overnight, which we all understand that. And I'm happy that somebody or some I don't want to say body, but people in general are coming together and saying, look, if we don't do nothing, nothing will ever change.
Yep.
And I'm happy with that. And I'm hoping that this does cause some form of a change. I really am.
All right, I'll tell you something right now. I'm going to make a little promise to y'all out there. Truth Brothers are going to Occupy. We're going to go to Occupy Chicago, and we're going to take some video. We're going to do some interviews with some people down there, and then we're going to post it up on our site, and we're going to take some of the audio bits of our interview, and we're going to do it on the show. I promise you we'll do that. We'll do that before the year is out. That's from Truth Brothers.
I like that. That'll be cool.
So you can go down there and hear from the people first class. As a matter of fact, for our last caller, we love you very much. We're going to go down there, and we're going to ask a lot of these people, did you wash today?
Right.
And we'll hand out some soap, too.
Yeah, just in case.
And some towelettes.
But we're not giving out no bar soap. It's, hey, one squirt, pass that around.
Once, right. Yep. Antibacterial, make it last.
Right. Put our logo on it and everything.
Ooh, Truth Brothers soap.
Yep. Keeps you clean.
There you go. Matter of fact, speaking of that, portion of Truth Brothers is being brought to you by Uncle Ben's Hairy Back Tossed Fruit Salad. At Uncle Ben's, they're bringing Hairy back. Go ahead. Hey, sponsors got to get put out there.
I don't want a hairy back tossed fruit salad.
Not at all.
Hey, but I like the checks.
I do too.
Okay.
Candace?
I kind of lost my train of thought on the whole hairy toast fruit.
Yeah, as many a ways. As many a ways to get your salad.
I'm sorry, Uncle Ben's. We do like your stuff.
I don't like Uncle Ben's stuff. I don't like Uncle Ben's stuff. I'm sorry.
Well, I guess my main question was to the youth. I'm really curious to know how many young people really know about Occupy Wall Street and what's going on
a
with
lot.
That.
The
you
know
young
what?
People,
you know what?
Our teenagers, our
now,
teenagers,
that would be a good
between
question.
16 and about 22.
If you do not know what Occupy Wall Street is, please call into the Truth Brothers right
Let
now.
Let us school you up.
And
Let
the thing is, because I know a lot of people don't know, and they hear about it, and they just like I got a lot of really really smart friends that just like, man, you know, I don't know too much about it, and this, that, and the third, but. If you don't know, call the Truth Brothers. We'll put you on and let you know exactly what's going on as far as the Occupy. And it's not just Wall Street people, because I got, what you mean they occupying Walmart? No more weeds? I'm tired. I went to Walmart yesterday and I didn't see nobody occupying the spots. But yeah, we will definitely do that. But Candace, you about to say something?
No.
Oh, okay. I just thought I'd cut you off.
No problem.
But yeah, that's I'm happy that something's being done. That's because I mean I know I got a lot of family that's really hurting right now,
right?
Because of the economy, because of the way things are going, and I'm just happy that, you know, I hope they're down there occupying right now, because I got family that I have a lot of family that's in New York as well.
That's a good question. Matter of fact, I'd love to know, man. I like to know how a lot of black people in general feel about. About the Occupy movement, do they feel like they're the 99%? Because I mean, you got to understand that the media coverage that they're getting is already skewed to begin with,
right?
Yeah,
you got
corporate media is not down with this. Corporate media is not
your
going
Fox.
To show you a whole bunch of
CNN.
People to begin with. So when you do see the scruffy dude who don't look like they showered, well, why do you think Fox or TV decided to show you that dude. I guarantee you, when they show you one of those dudes who don't look like he washed or look dirty,
uh-huh.
or they show you, they might show you, they're defecating in the park, and they'll show you that.
Right.
They might have put that there. They might have squirted one out and put that there and put a camera on it. Everything
look
you
at
see
this.
Ain't always what it seems to be.
You can see I'm dodging the bums.
Right.
That's
exactly.
I mean, yeah,
as
that's
matter
not cool.
Fact, matter of fact, I wish I could have brought that up to the caller. In New York, the New York police has already been caught transplanting vagrants and unstable homeless people and sending them over to Zuccotti Park to be over there. And they was telling them, hey, they're over there expressing themselves. You got a right to express yourself. Three different cops on three different occasions have been quoted as saying that. So in other words, they've got a memo. This is what you say, and they're planting people over there.
You know what? I actually read that too. That they were sending like cops, dirty cops. I forgot. I don't want to say exactly what state it is, but I want to, but I can't. But anyway, they were sending like guys that they know who are, I don't want to necessarily say drug dealers or whatever, but they were sending them over there
to
have them do certain things. Like one lady was sexually assaulted over there, and they sent a guy who they know was a known sex offender over there to do this. No joke.
Mm.
No
okay.
joke.
Well, see, there you go.
And is it really about sabotaging them, though? Is it really?
Well, what do you think? If you're a corporate entity – and you want to discredit this movement, if you're sitting there, look, people on Wall Street, a lot of the companies, Wall Street is doing great. I mean, they keep claiming that they don't like Obama. Obama's did a great job for them.
No doubt.
They are getting paid.
No doubt.
Now, it's not getting down to the rank and file people. It's not trickling down, so to speak. And the only trickle that you're getting is not money.
Yeah. My bad, man. We got another comment coming in on my site. I like the idea of the OWS movement. It's something that should have been done years ago by all of the unemployed and underemployed people across the country.
Agreed.
The problem is that the movement seems to be more about trying to force companies to change rather than the government. They have no clear goals or defined agenda. The things that will open up jobs for them, restricting and enforcing immigration laws, change of the tax code, cutting free trade agreements, etc., are things they are afraid to say for the fear of being publicly unpopular. So while I support the idea of the movement, I think it's being organized by a group that doesn't have any direction.
Now, check this out. I'm glad that the person said
that. That was Margaret 237.
All right. Now, check this out. Again, when you hear that they don't have any direction, when you see that Fox has run multiple stories on, they don't seem to know what they want. NBC ran stories on, they don't seem to know what they're saying. Now, why is it that when Mumia Abdul-Jamal did a commentary on Occupy Wall Street, he knew exactly what they were saying? Because he didn't go. Because he's on death row, so therefore he doesn't have computer access. So someone mailed him their manifesto and what they want. How is it that someone on death row was able to figure out what they wanted, but these reporters can't seem to figure out what they wanted? See, a lot of that. Remember, you got a media that don't want to see them succeed because their bosses say, no, that ain't cool. Just like the New York Post, when they were marching across the bridge, they showed a picture of a policeman picking up a cat saying, look at what these occupiers left out here.
So they're and, doing it.
Right. It's time for them to go, you know. That's not cool. And just remember, every time you watch something on TV, put it on your scale.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on your scale. Make sure what they showing you is actually what you think. You can, I mean, if you go on there and you can Google Occupy Wall Street and you can get a manifesto of what they want.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be as clear as what I mean. They, you know, it's going to be like kind of like what the news is giving you. Depends on whose outlook you want to look at it from. I mean, whose point of view you want to look at it from. It's going to be, if you Google it, Google's going to give you a plethora of yeah, they will. They will give you,
you can,
this
you
is the bad,
it.
This is what they wanted to say to you, and this could work, or this is
what
good.
I'm saying is it, all you got to do is a little bit of research.
True.
And it's no problem to find out what they want.
I mean, but you
not
know, we
all.
Not again, we not. But I'm saying it's like we don't want to. The reason I say this is because we don't want to force anybody to have your own opinion on what you think about Occupy Wall Street. That's what I'm saying. Don't force a it's a good thing or don't force it's a bad thing on them. Our opinion is our opinion. Let's let the people have their opinion.
No doubt. But
yeah, that's what
saying.
I'm saying.
I'm in favor of it. So
yeah,
that's my opinion. So
like
it don't take nothing to find out. Look, it's not just because they're a movement, because the Tea Party was a so-called movement, wasn't down with it, couldn't fly with it, wasn't cool with me.
Cool with the Tea Party?
No. No.
What did the Tea Party do to you, man?
Well, they put a bone in my president's nose.
Ooh,
that, you know,
there you
they
go.
Brought, yeah, they brought a M16 to a rally. You know, that's not cool. Because if one of these kids brought a firecracker to a rally, all hell is breaking loose.
Yeah, true. Hey, truth is truth, brother. But yeah, I like that. But I mean, like I said, the protesters, like we one thing we totally agree on, the protesters have a lot of heart. They have a lot of guts, and I personally I admire them. I look up to them. You know, I'm definitely gonna go down. Well, the Truth Brothers are definitely
going down
there.
You can believe
and
that.
You
we
can,
going
yeah,
down.
Yeah, probably you will hear about this on the show coming up real soon.
I promise. Before the new year, we're going down there.
No doubt.
That's gonna happen. But you know, my thing is remember. A lot of these people who loved the civil rights movement, when the civil rights movement was going down, there was even a lot of black people, I don't know what they want.
Yeah.
They
just
keep saying, I am a man. What does that mean?
Right. Black is beautiful. We know this.
You know, so again, remember, any counterculture movement, anything that goes against the status quo is going to be ridiculed and supposedly misunderstood.
But because it's going against status quo. What is stat quo now? What is stat quo doesn't work. That's what I'm saying. Like it works if
you're selling derivatives on Wall Street.
Yeah, it works if you have the revenue to make it work. I understand that, but for the okay, let me ask you this. You're very very we're all smart people here. Why? Help me understand this. Why don't big companies, big corporations, big businesses understand why they are occupying Wall Street? Why don't they
understand
it?
What do you think they're going to do?
Right. No, I'm saying
exactly.
No, I mean, I got that, but what I mean is why don't they understand it, but why aren't they saying, okay, look, let's find a ground where we can help the people out. Let's do something to help the people because they run. These are the people who make you rich.
They don't.
That's what I'm saying.
But they're not interested in making you rich.
I understand.
They're
interested in
staying rich.
But the people who are occupying Wall Street are the people who make you rich.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Let
me put it like this. Check this out. Let's take a car. Your average car right now is about $20,000.
Yeah.
Average car.
Okay.
Your lower price car is about $10,000. Your medium, about $20,000,
$25,000.
You get as high as $50,000. But in the 80s, 1980, your average car was like $8,000. Your high end car, you wanted to buy a Vette in 82, that was running you about $15,000 to $20,000, and that's a luxury sports car.
True.
You dig what I'm saying? So when you got people who keeps jacking up the price, they're getting so much money. But when hold on, when you max out, when you paying your people so much, when they want to make more money on Wall Street, they don't make the car better. They sit there and they fire people and lay off people. Every time you hear about the profit margins be down, you hear about companies laying off people.
Yeah.
Then if you can take the plant and you move it from Detroit and you can move it to Mexico or you can move it to China and you can pay them people $2 a day instead of $22 an hour, well, now that same car that I'm selling you, I can't raise the price no more. You haven't seen car prices go up in a very long time because they've kind of maxed out. nobody wants a car note as much as they mortgage.
True.
So you've already reached
people
the ceiling
do, but
on that.
Not the people you want to hang
right.
around with. I got
exactly.
You. Yeah, I know.
So you only have so high you can go with selling the stuff. So the only way you want to continue to make, and it's not about making the same amount of profit. If I'm making a 25% profit on my stuff, I should be cool. But you have to meet Wall Street expectations. And if you don't meet Wall Street expectations,
yeah.
the price of your stock go down. How do you meet Wall Street expectations? To bring in more money. How do you bring in more money? You cut your workforce. You make your workforce work for to produce more with less,
but
with less people. And ever since the economy hiccuped and collapsed a little bit before Bush got out of there, companies have been producing more with
right.
less people. So why would I want to go back and hire my 2002 levels if I can make the same amount of money or more on my 2011 levels? Why am I going to hire you back?
I got you. I understand
but
that.
But it's just all about greed.
I
mean, that's just about greed. It's not about patriotism no more. It's not about, oh, it's made in America, we should be so proud. It's not about expanding the middle class. It's not about saying, hey, I got my plant here in small town USA, and
right.
I employed 8,000 right. people, and everybody is getting paid off this plant, and the baseball team is winning, and life is good. No, they don't care no more. Look, a billionaire is not patriotic. For the most part.
It has no need. They have no need to be.
They're international.
Right.
I can be a billionaire in Milan just as I can be a billionaire in Chicago.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So
there's no need
guess
for
patriotism. What? If Chicago, if America got to become a third world country.
Oh, well.
Right. I'm going to go to Milan and.
Change the name of the business.
Give
it
there you go.
All
girls.
There you go.
Yeah, I
so,
got
So, I mean, a lot of these. I mean, when you looked at Wall Street. Didn't do anything. They didn't make all the banks. Anybody didn't make any type of sacrifice for the taxpayers bailing them out. They didn't say, hey, bail us out, help us out with all of these bad mortgages, and we're going to help people. We're going to give everybody 2 years of without paying a mortgage so everybody can get back on their
right.
feet because you helped us out.
Right.
No, they didn't do that. They said, help us out or we going to start showing everybody pictures because, you know, a lot of politicians are secret gynecologists. So they got, you know, if you got dirt on somebody,
right?
You, hey, man, help make sure I need this loan. We can't go down.
But then again, that goes to the people who gave them a loan. Hey, man, why am I giving you this loan? Because we got to save the people who ruined our bank to begin with. That's
right.
why.
And then and then when they said, okay, yeah, thanks for the money, and they start paying out big bonuses again.
Right,
and the
to the people
mad,
that
right.
And then they said, well,
bank.
Wait a minute, these are the best and the brightest we have. Well, wait
right.
a minute, your best and your brightest wrecked your economy. They're not the best and the brightest. They're the big and the dumbest, but they're not the best and the brightest.
But I'm not going to take the chance on new people.
Cool, we got another caller coming in.
Carl.
Hey, caller, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? Hello?
Hello, Truth
hey.
Brothers Radio.
Hey, caller.
Don't
ooh, you know what? I think they're changing their baby or something. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put them on hold. That's what I'm going to do. We're going to put them on hold for a minute and let them, we'll come back to them.
Yeah, right around the time she just wraps the top part. Only Pampers brand Pampers, though.
Right. Matter of fact, I tell you what we're going to do. Why don't we just go ahead and go to a commercial, and when we come back, we'll jump on with the caller. So, caller, hang tight.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Coolest nigga, what?
Dummy Tail.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm fearless. Now hear this. I'm earless. And I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless. Which means I'm tearless. Which means my iris resides where my ears is. Which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it. I can feel its nearness, but I'm a beer, so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you stare, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Come on down to Used Foods Emporium, where everything must go. All of our 999 convenient locations are going out of business due to an unexpected and unfortunate litany of sexual harassment settlements and agreements and settlement agreements. We will be shutting our doors. Used bananas, cucumbers, and zucchini are reduced to only 69 cents a pound. That's savings you can rest on your shoulder.
Jeez.
Mix and matched used nuts, only $4 a sack. Used tea bags ready for another dip in your pot are just a nickel apiece. And for this final go-around, all of our used foods are 100% tax-free. Thank you for your support of Used Foods Emporium, soon to be former home of the softest apples in town.
That's an apple.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
getting the people going.
Truth right. Brothers Radio, and we're back. All right, let's try to get this caller another shot. Hey, caller, you're on with Truth Brothers.
Well, that is.
Yeah. Hello.
We can't change our name.
Hello?
That sounds like.
All right, it sounds like somebody is playing on my phone.
Or they get beat, one or the other. Yep, somebody want to look like they got a cleft.
Wow.
God.
When I say clean up that room, I mean right now. Make you go down there and occupy.
Occupy the room. Go occupy that room.
Let them Truth Brothers get you in trouble. That's what it is. But, yeah, personally, man, like I said, I totally feel for them. But, I mean, I don't know, man. The big businesses to me, they take advantage of the small man, and it's, I don't understand why. I don't get it. I don't.
Well, part of the reason is our own fault as a 99%. Why do we wait till now? We've seen all these problems happen over at least a good number of years, you know, and we don't watch the news. We don't read
True.
The way we should. And we don't involve ourselves in matters like this.
You know what?
We should have went bananas with the whole bailout Wall Street.
That was one
bailout
thing
the banks. We should have just gone. Well, I'm not gonna curse.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Exactly. We really should have, but you know we're right back in the same boat. So you know I think this is a step in the right direction, but we just have to make sure as a people that we keep this up. That this is just not a fad.
Well, I don't think it's a
do
fad.
Do you think
that if they make it through the winter? If they keep doing this through the winter, that's not a fad.
It's been going on for almost 3 months now, but.
But that snow ain't hit yet.
Right, the snow ain't hit yet. If they continue to do this through the winter, they are not playing around. Like I say, I got a lot of respect for them.
Yeah.
And anything that wakes
definitely.
Up people and make people conscious, I'm for.
No doubt.
I'm sorry.
No doubt.
I would say that I would be for the Tea Party if they was conscious, but they wasn't conscious. They were just stupid.
It wakes up, but it wakes up their people, and it's conscious to
yeah,
their
whatever.
People.
Yeah,
well,
it,
you have your own
only thing
agenda.
Woke them up
right.
was Obama won. That's the only thing woke them up.
What?
He won? No,
that's how they sound.
Yeah, that's how they sound.
that's their tone.
Look, whenever, yeah, whenever you sit there and jump in front of a camera or jump in front of somebody and say, you know what, the government is too big and taxes are too high, but keep your hands off my Medicare. You're stupid.
No doubt.
You're stupid.
No doubt. We know a lot of people that was not for that bill at first though, but hey. Was not for that medical
right. Well,
bill.
They was, right, they wasn't for the health care,
right.
But they didn't want Medicare
right.
taken away. They didn't want
right.
their
they
stuff you. Taken away.
Right.
The hell with helping somebody else.
Nah. What am I looking out for you for? You could steal something out of my house.
Right. Right. And then you got people like Herman Cain, ridiculous behind, sitting there telling, well, if you don't have a job and you're not a millionaire, it's your own fault.
See me? I'm a millionaire if I play their rules.
That's right.
Just
don't show me a white woman, but for your enjoyment, I'm going to start juggling these watermelons.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely it's good.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Surely it's good.
W, yeah. A,
uh-huh.
T,
okay.
E, R,
what's next?
Melon.
Eat that watermelon, eat that watermelon.
Yes,
and that was the Herman Cain player.
That was Herman and the Canes.
It's fitting.
Featuring his brothers, Eddie. Now it's
Eddie. You even try to riff like that.
But yeah, that's an idiot. I'm sorry. Hey, like when we cut to a break, and I don't understand that man to begin with, man. You act like you really like they not gonna. I'm not even gonna go there with Herman Cain, man. It's too much. First off, you're too gropey. Like,
oh yeah, Herman Cain is way. Herman Cain see a white woman and just loses his mind. Yeah, you would think that somebody who father to, hey, don't you go though, when you get on that bus, you get your butt right to the back and don't cause no trouble. You would think someone like that would be like, hey, man, don't you go groping on no white women. What's wrong with you?
Well, he feel like he's due now.
He's been due for a while.
He has arrived.
Herman feel like he's due today. Hey, I let y'all go in my house and take everybody out of there. Now I want my free feels. It's time for somebody to pay up.
Man, Herman is off. Herman say, if you don't take the rich man's Cadillac, you go out and get a Cadillac of your own.
That's what my pappy always told me. Yeah, you never go out and take a rich man's Cadillac. You work hard enough and get your own. But yeah, that dude
is off the hook.
What?
He ain't even scary. He's so stupid. He's just stupid. He's not. It's no fear because you knew it's no chance of him ever being president.
Hey.
Sarah Palin was another story.
Really?
Yeah. Dude.
I mean, we know she was
kidding?
Dumb, but you think she really had a? Well, yeah. Considering
think
that McCain wasn't gonna make it,
she had a better shot than Herman Cain, is what I'm saying.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
They would have voted McCain in there. And then Cain would have punched his ticket.
Oh yeah, he'd have picked the color.
Right, he'd have picked. He'd have went to the light, and next thing you know, she's in charge of the red button.
Yeah,
pretty candy like red button. The red button begging you to push the red button.
Yep.
I don't want him. No.
Palin's. That was another. I really didn't think she had a shot. Like after Obama won, when she was running again. I mean, running for the actual the Republican spot. I didn't think she was going to get it to begin with.
I mean, because
her stupidity was going to show.
She didn't run after Obama.
No,
won.
I mean, no. When they was talking about you should run again.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
that's
that,
what I was saying.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about. When
McCain
came out of nowhere with old man McGrufferson,
yeah,
and was like, okay, yep, I'm gonna be vice president.
You knew she wasn't gonna make, like I said, you knew McCain wasn't gonna last all eight. I'm gonna be honest with you.
No, I didn't think he got in there. I didn't see him making four.
I'll be honest with you. I had bets on that one. I just knew black, first of all, let me clarify my black people who did, not just black people, but everybody in general who did get out there and vote, which we're going to have to do again next year, people. Please do this because you could go backwards. Now, everybody who went out there and voted.
Hey, I put it like this. If you don't get your butt out there and vote, how would you like your decisions being made from the niggerhead ranch?
Oh, and that's not a joke.
Right.
That's really not a joke. Yeah. You want to inform the people?
Google that.
Yeah, Google Niggerhead Ranch. No joke. And watch what you come up with.
That is not us.
Yeah, we're not saying that to be ha-ha
right,
right now. Yeah, when they bring slavery back and come up to your house with chains, just hey, don't be surprised when they say that rope is tight. That's all I'm saying. Whatever.
They'll never bring back. You can't. No. Whatever. Bring back slavery. These people won't work now.
Well, I mean,
ain't nothing.
You got a kid right now that don't want to put cheese on your Nacho Bel Grande. You think you gonna make him bust the chiffon?
Ain't nothing that a whip won't cure. There's nothing that a whip won't cure. I'm just saying
that'll just straighten it all out. A little bit of risk action, huh?
A little bit of whip appeal.
Really. We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were... But damn it. Sorry.
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. Yeah, our producer's getting us back in line.
Hey, it's real though, man. Usually people don't work because nobody's watching them. Ain't nothing that a man on a horse with a whip won't kill right then and there. Hey, guys, heard that slavery. Oh, we love our job, Mr. Subman. And it's happening. Well, I'm not going
to
say it's happening.
Yeah, I was about to say, but I don't know what. Yeah.
It's coming. If you don't wake up, it's coming. It will come.
Well, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, has slavery really died?
There
or has
go.
It just
because,
been transformed?
Right, and that's my
it's
thing.
It's transcended
you know,
into your paycheck. You know?
Exactly.
Slave labor.
Carter G. Woodson said you don't have to put a chain on a man. All you got to do is put a chain
on his
brain.
If you
tell him he can't enter the front door, a slave will make a back door if it's not one. So,
yeah.
Again, like you said, Candace, you really don't have to put chains on somebody when you got people like Herman Cain.
True. Tavis.
Damn.
Whatever.
Wow.
He is. Come on.
Yeah.
Michael Bazin. Same one, dog. Whatever.
I don't know about that. Whoa, dude. I'm going to say Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes
He's
and Michael
too?
Bazin.
I'm not
putting that on Michael Bazin.
I'm a huge fan. I'm a huge fan of the dude. I'm a huge, huge fan of his books. Of his books? I'm a huge fan. I've read all of his books.
Well, no. I mean, the man is helping entrepreneurs. I mean, yeah. Do we like to have pants off radio? That's
yeah,
thing. But yeah. I'm in the studio. It's Michael Bazin. I'm in the studio with no pants on. Give me a call.
But see, that's another problem. That's not necessarily him. That's more or less what some people want. They
True.
Want the buffoonery.
Hey, his show. I mean, he'll go there, and I respect it. I mean, we go there. I'm not gonna.
And people are
gonna
say
that.
Things about us, man.
I'm
so I mean, the whole thing
but,
is
but,
people are gonna hate
but,
us.
But,
people are gonna love us.
I'll give you this. Maybe Jesse Jackson is a special type.
Well,
of
there you go. Here you okay. You can say Jesse. You can say Jesse.
I'm sorry,
but
I can't say
your boy.
Yeah, yeah. Ball cutter. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Whatever. He don't like Obama, but he want to tear up at the. Did you see that finger he had on his mouth?
He was tearing up hard when he won. He was sitting there just poking himself in the eye. Like,
nigga, that was the ugliest crying face I've ever seen in my life.
Should have been me.
That's what he was crying about.
He was up there like, that boy makes some beautiful kids. That's like,
we here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
Candace erected. Well, we're going to have her apologizing. We're going to put you to work.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you might as well, as soon as we get off the air, you might as well get on there and just start apologizing as soon as we get on.
Yep.
Maybe before you even come on.
Yeah, look, hey.
Really,
we need a disclaimer.
We really need a disclaimer. We'll still, we're going to talk about you. Just send that out to everybody. Except for Michelle Obama.
That's right.
But
let that
truth get in where it fit in.
There you go.
I mean, seriously. I don't agree with them. I like Michael Bazin. I think he's trying to do it his way, and I'm not going to knock him for that. But I feel what you're saying about Tavis. I don't think Tavis is a slave, but Tavis
is a slave.
I think Tavis is mad because I think he felt like Obama stole his
girl,
thunder, his hair, his youth.
Yeah, all that.
Because he fell apart right after Obama won.
Well, he was a heavy Hillary supporter too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Remember when Obama did not show up at one of his super forums on C-SPAN because he was out
campaigning. Right. Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, man, I can't make it. You know, hey, no offense, I can't make it. I got to do this, but I'll send you Obama." And he said, "Oh no, that's not good enough."
Yeah.
And then, you know, he crawled up Hillary's panties and was like, "Yeah, you are my
hey,
mama."
Man.
But there you go.
Hey man.
There you go. There
hey.
You go.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
He was a
day.
Gynecologist. He had a camera.
There you go. He got a Facebook picture with.
Got
him.
A Facebook picture with.
Yep. Him. Me and Clinton. Bill's not here no more. But hey, whatever, man. I don't. I personally, like I said, the man's a great. He can write a great book. He can do. He really can do that. But other than that, not Tavis, but your boy, Bazin.
No, I like his show. I mean, he tries to engage the youth. He got people calling in his show a lot. I'm
Yeah,
well. Don't know what to tell you. So, you know, he's provocative. We're provocative. I don't see him doing nothing that we don't do, and I'm not gonna criticize him on something that
really?
We gonna do. Yeah, I don't.
Going to do or do?
I'm just saying.
Oh,
what is he doing on his show that you don't?
Cool
with me.
Whatever. Whatever. I just like I said, whatever.
You got just matter of fact, I'll tell you who I'll give big shout outs to, and that's our Al Sharpton.
Obama
has been in there.
Oh yeah.
The way he's handled that, the way he's been a supporter and the way he's just been telling the truth point blank, man. I wasn't a big fan of his until like 2 years ago, man. He has really, really come around.
What made him?
I've got to agree.
Yeah.
I've got a wholeheartedly agree.
When he blew your boy up on the radio, that's what
did
it for you. Yeah.
When Tavis got on there and said the things he said and Sharpton got on there and spanked his behind, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you cool with me.
Perm and all.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think he done got rid of it now. It's just old.
I don't care.
But I don't care. He's all right. Wouldn't have voted for him for president, but he's okay. But
that sounds a little racist.
I wouldn't vote for Al Sharpton for president. When he ran, I didn't vote for him.
What about football coach? That's defensive coordinator.
I don't know. I don't think he's that reliant on the cover too.
There you go.
We should vote for him.
I guess, man. So that pretty much just sums it up for that. But real quick, just to go back to this, I really just your thing on Occupy Wall Street.
Hey,
you want to
support? I support them and keep doing what you're doing. Stay strong and just remember, the people united can never be defeated. So everything that they out there doing, they out there doing for the ones that's sitting home and don't want to go out there. We'll all benefit if they succeed. So that's where I'm at with it. Candace?
I'm pretty much on the same page. I mean, it's a step in the right direction as far as I'm concerned, because if we just sit back idle, nothing's going to happen. You know, everyday life is going to pass us by, and, you know, big business will still continue to profit if we don't open our mouths. Closed mouths don't get fixed.
That's right.
I just won't change. I'm tired of the frustration and everything else that's going on, and I just really won't change. And what they're doing is provoking change. So anything that's gonna basically, like I said, change what we're going through and everything we're dealing with right now, I'm all for it. So
right,
hey, good, better, right. And different.
And again, we'd like to thank everybody who sat with us for 2 hours and got in. And listen to this first episode of Truth Brothers, man. We appreciate y'all so much. And the only request I have is please text us, write us, email us. Let us know how you feel, good, bad, or indifferent. Let us know what you think, man.
And
because the show can only get better if you put your input in.
Right.
And another thing is, before we go, everybody who told me to shout them out, I got two people in particular, Diana and Ebony, everybody else that I supposed to touch, my auntie Sharon, Samantha, everybody else. If I forgot you, I'm sorry. Josh, Monique, I know I was supposed to shout you guys out during the show. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I waited.
Patty.
Right, there you go.
Everyone, all our family and friends with their support, we really appreciate the help and for, you know, what we are looking to do. This is a PSA.
Yeah, that's right. Mom, Dad, everybody. Look, but the only thing I got to say is that's going to be the last of the shout-out.
Yeah,
if you want a shout-out, give us a call.
Call up and
you can say whatever you want.
We don't have to shout you out over the show.
Right.
Please
call.
True Brothers will be here every Saturday at 5.
That's
for
right.
2 hours. So you have 2 hours to call and say, hey, I love y'all. My name is Ron Doo. Whatever.
Ron Wynn.
Right. I'm here with my daughter, Ron Wynn, and we just want to say hey to the Truff Bros.
That's right.
So,
that's right. This is just the first show. Look, the first couple of shows, I promise you it's going to be us on the mic getting busy with it, but we will be having guests coming in.
True.
We will be having all kind of people. I guarantee we got comedians coming.
No doubt.
We got artists coming.
Mm-hmm.
We got producers from the record industry coming. We got a whole lot of people. We're gonna have a common everyday dude that's just like everybody out there who gets up and go to work and uses soap, everything, just like you would like, and he going to come and tell you how he feel about some things. You really going to like this, brother.
We got playwrights coming in here. We got a lot of people that you
lot
got.
Of people.
It's You're in for a treat, man. True Brothers are here to bring you guys something that you never had before, man.
Hey, and in addition to that, for anyone who has something, you know, that they want to communicate to people, something positive, you know, any feedback that you'd like to give us, hit us up on AT&T.net at We Want Truth. That is T-R-U-S at AT&T.net.
And also, again, we're going to keep putting this out there. Please hit us up on our Facebook page, the Truth Brothers Facebook page, the
Twitter.
Truth Brothers fan page, our Twitter account. Follow
Blog
us
Talk
on Twitter.
Radio.
Blog Talk Radio is the best. We're on all of these every day, all day.
That's
so
right.
Get at us. Tell us how you feel. And hey, trust me, if you don't like the Truth Brothers,
say
you don't
that.
Like the Truth
That's
Brothers.
Right. We have no problem with
and
that.
And we will gladly say over the air, hey, this person said they don't like the Truth Brothers. We don't want all the positive. We don't
That's
want
right.
that.
That's right. Matter of fact, I'll make a promise to you. If you don't like the show and you holler at us, I promise I'm going to read what you said on there. I promise.
Yeah. If you want to send out all your N's and F words and all that other, hey, we can't say them. We'll have to say N and F word. But yeah, we're for that, man. I mean, but honestly, man, how do you? I enjoyed today, man. Did you?
Oh man, I'm having a ball. This
great
is terrific. And yeah. And also, you can listen to this episode any time you want.
Right.
You will be able to go on Blog Talk Radio. You will be able to go to iTunes. You'll be able to go to our Facebook page. You can get any episode that you want and listen to it and show people and say, oh, man, these brothers are crazy. Check this out.
Right.
If you go on your smartphone and go to Blog Talk Radio, it will go directly to your phone.
Yeah, you can play it. You can play it or download it for your phone, and it's free. How can you beat that?
Free. My daddy used to say, hey, man, don't nothing beat free. And I'd be like, what? He'd say, hey, what beats free? Nothing. Now go sit down.
Yep. Go occupy that room.
Go occupy that room. You tell me go occupy some math.
Right. But all in all, man, I'm happy that the people who called in today, man, thank you guys for listening
to
the Truth Brothers.
That's
today,
right.
You
and
know
and everybody who texted us.
Yeah.
Everything.
Margaret, that was a great point you made, too. I just had to say that. I like the point you made, you know, just if you're listening, you have to be listening because you sent
that's
the text.
Right.
So
again, and we're going to set up some nice little games to play with y'all.
Yeah.
A lot of times where you're going to get to call in. And you want to put somebody on blast, we're gonna give you code names so you can put them on blast without saying their name. But
yeah.
Trust me, we're going to have a whole lot of fun, man. Just keep listening.
But I'm telling you, a lot of things we're going to do. We're going to press a lot of buttons. Again, we're going to say people keep an open mind to everything that the Truth Brothers are going to say. We can't cross the line as fast as we want to right now, but we're going to cross a lot of lines, so be ready.
And again, I love everybody who called us and everybody who's texting. Tell everybody, this is not just a black show.
Mm-hmm.
This is a show for everybody.
And like
everybody. There's a lot of white people that you work with. There's a lot of Hispanic people that you work with who can relate to what we're saying. We just talked about Occupy Wall Street. That's
mm-hmm.
not a black-white thing. That's a people thing, and that's
yeah.
what we're about.
Yeah, exactly. That It doesn't get more real than what you just said, bro. That's
realer.
That's my word for the day.
You
can't say realer.
All right.
Realier?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we found out Friday that you can burgle. So, you know.
Yeah.
That a burglar
can burgle.
We
spelling truth, T-R-U-F, and you want to get mad at me for saying realer. Yeah, whatever.
People let it get in where it fits in.
Right. I'm very intelligent, but I still stay true to my roots.
And that's
outside of Chicago.
That's right. So, again, thank you to everybody. And, man, this was a great experience. And we thank you for letting us into your homes, on your computers, on your phones, everything.
And we'll meet you back in next Saturday, 5 p.m., Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
5 to 7, people.
That's right. So let me tell you something. We're going to be signing off in a few minutes here, and I'm going to leave you with these faithful words. That if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers, y'all.
Truth Brothers Radio. The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this. People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are God from hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, describe, and apply to transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual.